没有一个人能够去逃避。
No one can be escaped.
人没有一个地方真的可以躲匿埋去保存生命。
Man cannot hide or cannot escape from this.
在那天只有在耶稣基督里面。
Except for those who are in Christ.
才能够保存我们的生命。
And the life can be preserved.
这些大自然的灾害。
All these natural disasters.
又是因为亚当当日他犯罪的缘故。
Because the fallen of Adam.
神说这个地，这个大地受到咒诅。
And the land was cursed.
因为他受到咒诅的缘故，他不能够好顺利地生产这个生产。
Because the land was cursed, man has to work.
人要不单止汗流满面才能得到糊口。
And men need to work and sweat on their face in order to live.
也会因此而遇到会有饥荒的时候。
And at the same time, we can face famine.
饥荒的是没有食物。
Famine, so there's no food.
人和牛羊都会饿死。
And man and the flocks can starve to death.
你说除非人好似神咁，佢预先知道一切好好准备。
Unless man was like God that knew the future and can be prepared.
但神呢，就佢直接报梦俾埃及嘅法老王。
But God gave the dream to Pharaoh.
定咗将解梦嘅能力就赐咗俾约瑟。
And gave Joseph the ability to interpret the dream.
以至于佢哋喺丰收嗰七年嘅里面。
So that during the 7 year of harvest.
当其他人只系知道吃喝玩乐嘅时候。
When others are enjoying the bountiful of food.
但约瑟佢就为埃及咗储蓄咗好多嘅粮食。
Joseph had preserved a lot of food. So even people around the areas has to come to buy food from them.
Through
the famine, they were, their lives were preserved. Including the family of Israel. Have you think about how amazing God's plan was? What if Joseph did not get into prison? And he wouldn't get to know the cupbearer. And the next day, and then he was able to see Pharaoh. What if Joseph didn't insist to do the right thing? Then led him to get falsely accused.
如果约瑟不是被他自己的亲哥哥二十个银子卖了去埃及做奴隶，
What if Joseph didn't get sold by his brother with the 20 shekels of silver to Egypt?
如果不是父亲偏爱约瑟，引导他哥哥去妒忌他，
What if not because of the favoritism of Jacob toward Joseph?
约瑟这个时候他都不在埃及啊。
And Joseph won't be in Egypt. And Joseph won't be able to see his father again. All these things that Joseph had experienced is the evil things that God is not pleased. But this reflects this God-chosen family will face another difficulty. Besides the famine, and this family facing the father and the son, they are not reconciled with each other. And this family facing, they are being separated. How this family can be preserved, can be loved. How this family could be the blessing for others. This family, there are two problems. They're facing famine. And they're facing the unreconcilable differences in the family. But yet, God's promises and His plan is pretty amazing.
好像令人觉得很混乱和很惊奇。
and we might be very confused and surprising to us. Maybe no one could ever imagine.
And
selling of Joseph as a slave. And became the first step to preserve and save his people. Maybe Joseph himself at first he didn't realize that. He only realized that God was with him. And gave him the high status in Egypt. But until the famine's time, he saw his brother. He wanted to test them, make sure they are regret why they sold him to Egypt. And until Judah didn't mind, no longer care about the favoritism of his father.
But
rather he is truly concerned about the life of his father. To the point that he's willing to sacrifice himself. And to stay behind, sacrifice for his brother Benjamin. And all these sincere, regretful acts has moved the heart of Joseph. Where they were able to reestablish the trust with each other. Joseph could not control himself. Verses 1 say Joseph could not control himself. He cannot control himself. And he made known to his brothers. And he wanted to preserve the life of his brother and his father so that they can come to Egypt. And God's hands is like that to care for our lives.
雖然有時看來好似好混亂，同埋有時又會有苦難。
And although there are sometimes confusing and there are many sufferings.
但係當中佢係要帶領我哋去到佢所要最終嘅神嗰個目的。
But ultimately, God will lead us to the place that in His plan. From the surface, we look at the story, it looks like it's the unreconcilable, the differences between the brothers. Or maybe the unfortunate of Joseph. We see the very moving story, they all back together and forgiven. But these things are far more, have a deeper meaning than this. Because this is the salvation of the whole human being. Reconciliation and preserve the life is equally important in God's plan. If there is no reconciliation between Joseph and his brother, they will have no chance to survive during the famine. Because God's sovereign grace, He saved the whole family for Israel. And read the history of Israel. This truth. Let Joseph to reinterpret his own life. And you understand what's going to happen from a God's point of view. It's God who was in his life the whole time. And Everything is under God's plan. So that Joseph can forgive his father. So that he was able to save it for three times. And God sent me before you three times. Because not you guys, because of not you guys sold me to Egypt, but because of God who sent me
first,
so that your life can be preserved. And this experience helped Joseph and us as well. So that out of our bitterness, we can be released. A lot of time when we get offended, we feel shame. The one who hurt me, he'll pay for it. And we'll revenge. That's unforgiving heart take hold of our mind. To love, to forgive our enemy, no way.
Yeah,
to learn this lesson, yes, indeed it's not easy. But the man, the greatest problem is not this. Because not for our survival. And not because of the relationship with one another. These are indeed very big problems for many of us. But the greatest problem is our sin who broke the relationship between us and God. And we became the enemy of God. And we will face the wrath of God. And God needs to punish our sin. This is the greatest problem. But at the same time, God used the way that we don't understand to save us. Jesus, in order to fulfill God's will, He willing to die on the cross and saved us. For the 20 shekel of silver to be betrayed by the brothers. And all the sufferings. And Genesis it said Judah because of his father. He was willing to sacrifice himself for his brother. And that foretell the salvation of Christ. And Christ on the cross. And redeem for us so that we can be saved. It shows the grace and righteousness of God. And Jesus paid for the price for our sin. So that our sin can be forgiven. So when the time that when our sin is forgiven, so that we can love whoever offended us. Jesus said in Luke 6:27-28.
你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的 要待他好。
But I say to you, who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
第廿八節，咒助你們的，要為他們祝福。
Verse 20.
凌辱你們的，要為他祈禱。
Bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you.
就是因着神同人之间的关系得到修复之后，
because of the redemption of Christ, and the relationship between man and God can be restored.
约瑟亦都系信心嘅里面，佢去修复佢同佢哥哥们之间嘅关系。
And for that, Joseph was able to restore the relationship with his brother.
系喺咁样样，佢哋话第十四同十五节话，佢哋吞嘴去哭泣，同埋去彼此嘅再讲翻绝话。
In verse 14, it says he kissed all his brother and wept, and after that his brother talked with him.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我哋又点样睇我哋自己嘅际遇同埋我哋嘅伤痕呢
？And how do we deal with our life and the things that hurt us？
我哋又点样睇我哋同弟兄姊妹之间嘅关系呢
？How do we face our relationship with brothers and sisters？
约瑟唔单止认识到系神差佢先嚟到呢个地方埃及
，Joseph not only understood that it was God who sent him first，
而且佢知道系有目的噶。
He knew that there was a plan。
呢个目的就系要第五节讲去保存呢个生命。
In verses 5, it says it's to preserve life.
第七節佢講要給你們存留餘種。
In verses 7, it says to preserve you a remnant.
餘種啊 ，remnant 啊。
Remnant, this word.
餘種即係話嗰啲喺大災難嘅裏面，佢僅僅能夠走得甩嘅人。
Remnants are those who will nearly survive from a great disasters.
喺譬如好喺洪水啊，喺挪亞一家去保存落嚟一樣。
Just like from the flood, Noah and his family and his family was preserved.
餘種唔係話唔單止話唔係話，我哋人好彩，但係不死。
Remnant is not because we are lucky or our fate.
乃係本來都冇乜生存嘅希望。
And maybe the original there was no chance of survival.
差唔多真係注定係死梗噶啦。
So almost nearly dead.
但因為神嗰個恩典
，and because of God's grace，
佢嘅手指拯救我哋去死過翻生
，and His merciful hand save us from death。
神拯救整個翻生去歸為主用去榮耀神
，so that we can be used by God。
約瑟自己就係神保存落嚟嗰個餘種。
Joseph was a remnant who kept by God.
佢講到佢喺個好困難嘅生存嘅條件底下。
He talks about that during his survival time.
神憐憫佢，去保守看顧佢。
God's grace and mercy was upon him and watch over him.
就為咗要保守佢落嚟咧，就為咗藉著佢供應俾佢以後嘅神嘅選民嘅一家。
And to protect him and to preserve life.For his family and his offspring.
好叫佢能够佢同佢家人去和好。
And allow him to reconcile with his family.
呢一家人系神拣选落嚟，要喺以后个世代嘅里面去荣耀神。
This is the chosen family that will glorify God in the future.
而对雅各嚟讲
，to Judah, to Jacob.
佢个家去被保存落嚟。
His whole family got preserved.
就象徵著一個國家以色列國。
It signifies this nation, Israel.
喺正在喺度成形嘅當中。
It's forming this nation of Israel.
係神咗話要應許要成為一個大國。
It's God's promise for Israel to be a great nation.
頭先咗講佢哋嘅存在就係為咗要為住神嘅榮耀。
And their God preserved them is for this great nation.
餘種亦都係先知書嘅主題。
Remnants also a theme of the prophetic books.
一直著佢秘掳神都保存咗一個有啲人一個以色列人成為一個餘種。
For the exile, God preserved the remnants.
喺佢哋嘅當中，尼賽亞要嚟。
For them, ultimately, The Messiah come from them.
啊，尼撒書預言過話有一個君王要由猶大嘅伯利恒而出。
In the book of Micah, it says, "There's a king who come from Bethlehem."
啊，佢嚟佢係統治萬有。
And rule over the land.
啊，呢個尼撒亞嚟到就要作王統治萬有。
And this Messiah is to rule over the king, over the land.
當佢嚟到基督嘅時候。
When it comes to Jesus' time,
啊，以弗所書都咁講過，佢話神子就神使到基督從死裏頭復活。
It says,
啊，唔使神使到基督從死裏復活。
And Jesus, who was risen from the dead,
啊，叫佢坐喺天上嘅嘅左嘅右邊去作王。
So that he can sit on the right hand of God.
而我哋憑信心喺耶穌基督嘅裏面嘅人
，If we who believe in Christ for faith,
即係教會
，just like church.
亦都係神所揀選嘅餘種。
Is chosen by God the remnant.
啊，就喺以弗所書第二章第五到第七節，五同七節。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 12:5-7.
啊，當我哋係死喺過犯嘅時候，神叫我哋從基督去活翻過嚟。啊，叫我哋得救係本乎恩。
Even when we are dead in our trespasses, make us alive together with Christ.By grace, you have saved us.
啊，咁我咪我哋咁樣活過嚟嘛？個目的係乜嘢咧？就要第七節就話要將他極豐富嘅恩典，就係佢基督耶穌裏面向我哋所施嘅恩慈，顯明俾後來嘅世代看。
Why we are saved? In verse 7 says, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
我哋呢一班本来系死咗嘅人
，We are like the people who are already dead。
耶稣叫我哋活过嚟
，But Christ make us alive again。
为咗乜嘢咧
？For what？
为咗要将我将神嗰个恩慈嗰个怜悯显俾其他嘅人睇到
，Is to glorify to show the glory and the power of God。
你可以见到嘛？我哋嘅责任系几咁嘅重大
？See you can see how great our responsibility is。
要喺我哋嘅身上去彰显神嘅荣耀同埋怜悯。
For us, for our body to view God's glory and grace.
啊，所以我哋今日活着同来都唔系为咗自己。
So when we live today, it's not because of ourselves.
啊，唔系自有冇我系咪我感觉到我好幸福
？Not because we feel very lucky.
感觉到我啊，又系咪或者我自己有冇俾人尊重？
Not because we feel that we are being respected.
有冇我话我一生任系咪平安无事
？Whether we are, if there's nothing, we are alive going smoothly.
但系我哋知道呢个同来今喺我哋今日呢个堕落嘅世界嘅里面。
In this fallen world we are living in today.
我哋知道系冇可能。
We know that it's impossible.
啊，一定要直到耶稣基督嘅再翻嚟。
Until the coming of Jesus Christ.
喺耶稣基督再翻嚟嘅时候。
When Jesus comes again,
啊，一切啊，即系包括天同地都要去更，都会更新。
Everything on earth will be renewed.
啊，喺个新天新地嘅里面。
And this new heaven, new earth.
喺嗰度先至不再有眼泪同埋痛苦。
There will be no tears anymore and no pain.
啊，但系喺我哋今日喺个等候嘅当中。
But while we are waiting here today.
耶稣要我哋嘅就系我哋要我哋天天要我哋舍己天天背起我哋嘅十字架去跟随佢。
Jesus wants us to pick up the cross and follow him。
啊，我哋嘅生活唔顺畅，唔代表神唔爱我哋，佢离弃我哋。
Our life is not smooth, not because God has abandoned us。
啊，相反嘅，神去用好多嘅试验。
But rather, God used many trials。
啊，好去除掉啊残留喺我哋里面嘅罪。
And to God, get rid of our sins, but rather, so that we can be, we have the fruit of the Spirit. For the trials to strengthen our faith. So that we can stand firm and live for Christ. Because we know in our life,
no matter what
things we come
across,
we know that God has a plan so that our life can glorify Him, so that So we can love him and love others.
去实践呢个和好嘅信息。
To fulfill the message of reconciliation.
以故总统卡特，佢每次教完主日学之后。
The late President Carter, after he taught Sunday school.
佢都勉励佢个会众。
He would encourage the congregation.
当佢听完就系一啲呢啲嘢之后。
After they listen to his Sunday school.
出去为其他嘅人。做一啲嘅嘢
，go out and do something for someone else。
啊，呢个荣耀归于天父。
May the glory back to God。
约瑟嘅经历系一个信心嘅旅程。
The life of Joseph was a journey of faith。
啊，虽然所能够见到嘅全部都系恶事。
Although we see many evil things in them。
啊，正如我哋好多嘅人生，我哋嘅旅程都一样。
Just like our life today。
但系我哋可以将自己。交托喺神嘅美善嘅里面。
But we can trust our life to God.
正经叫我哋凭信心，不凭眼见。
The Bible tells us to live by faith, not by sight.
我对我哋咗周围咗发生嘅事情。
When we deal with things around us.
系凭住神咗讲过嘅说话。
And we rely on the word of God.
记载喺圣经里面嘅说话。
And the word in the Bible.
雖然我哋有時真係唔知道神喺度做緊乜嘢
，although many times we don't know what God was doing，
或者點解神會咁樣做
？Why God would do that？
但係神嘅慈愛同能力係我哋嘅保障。
But God's mercy and strength is with us。
聖經有好多嘅咁樣嘅記載
，Bible has tells in many places，
都係將我哋指引到向耶穌基督裡面
，ultimately point us back towards Christ。
所以我哋喺圣经嘅里面，先至能够明白我哋自己嘅生命嘅故事。
That will truly let us understand our life。
喺圣经嘅里面，神俾我哋有好多生活嘅智慧同埋真理。
In the Bible, there's many wisdoms and truth for our life。
以至到我哋能够生活结出一个好果子。
So that we can be fruitful in life。
正如我阵间会唱嗰首诗歌《坚定相信》咁。
Just like the hymn we're about to sing, keep on believing。
我哋坚定相信系因为我哋拒绝用呢个困难，让我哋怀疑神嘅爱。
We keep on believing because we are reluctant。
因为圣经话冇一样嘢。
Because the Bible said there's nothing。
甚至系最坏嗰个事情。
Even the worst thing in life,
都会知道我哋同神嘅爱隔绝
will separate us and God.
呢个爱系喺主耶稣基督嘅里面
And this is the love in Christ.
我哋一齐起立我哋唱呢首嘅诗歌坚定相信
Let us all rise and sing hymn, Keep on Believing.